All right, all right. Can we hear you? Can we hear us?
I can hear you, not me.
I can't hear you? Okay, wait, hold on. Oh, wait. Oh, it's on.
You have to change the preset.
All right, hold on, guys. Just one little second, but welcome. This is Mia and Alexia on mic two, but you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, TEP's Freeform Radio. Today we are subbing for Mike on the mic. Yeah, we're really excited to have 2 hours of show today. I don't know. It's gonna be a good show. We have a great theme for you guys as well. That is something that we will again announce at the end of the evening, as we always do. Our regular show times are Thursdays 1 a.m. technically Wednesday nights. But yeah. Wait, Thursday's at 1 in the morning, so yeah, so we're on that. But we are going to finish listening to this version of My Kind of Woman, which is actually the instrumental version of the song, but...
Testing. Yes, it works.
Yes, we can hear you. Okay, wonderful. So yes, we're going to finish listening to the song, and we will see you guys at our next vocal break. Which will be in a couple songs. Alexia, do you want to announce the next couple of songs that we are going to be listening to?
I don't have them up right now.
You don't have them? Well, okay, so.
No, I do.
You do?
No, never mind.
You don't?
I don't.
Okay, well, we're going to be listening.
I do. Okay.
You do?
Okay. I can't pronounce
this. Oh, I got you. It's called Techo de Astros y Truenos. I actually cannot see the rest of the song title, but that's a wonderful band.
Yes.
Margarita Siempre Viva from
Colombia.
And then
Over You, Over Me, and then Memory, and then Where's My Dini?
Yes, exactly. And then we will be back for our next vocal break, so.
Yes, we'll see you soon.
See you soon.
Thank you. of a dozen snakes in my bedroom. Guess I let them stay. They're a warning of a constant change while I'm open. They will answer me.
Hello, guys.
Hey, gang.
Yeah, it works. Mic 2 works. Anyways, Alexia, I think it's about that time.
It's about that time in the dark.
In the dark.
The studio has no power.
We are broadcasting to you from a very dark studio.
Okay, it's time.
It's time.
Numbers to think about. American causes of death. Photo of skull with eye patch. In 2021, the last year for which comprehensive figures are available, 69 people in the United States were struck by lightning and 11 of them died. Motor vehicle crashes caused 42,915 deaths. 47,646 Americans committed suicide. Gun violence killed 48,830 people. Diabetes was listed as the direct cause of 103,294 death certificates. More than 106,000 people died from drug overdoses, with more than 70,000 of those from synthetic opioids, primarily fentanyl. Approximately 460,000 deaths were associated with COVID-19. Zero people died from overdosing on marijuana. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. There are 8 sources listed for this one. That's how you know it's legit.
Wow. Wow. Wait, Alexia, try talking through mic 3 because I feel like mic 2 is a little weird.
Okay, hold on.
Ready? Ready?
Yeah. Is this better?
So much better.
Okay, let's just not do mic 2 anymore.
Yeah, mic 2 is a little special today.
Anyways,
thank you again for letting us talk to you guys.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're, again, subbing
right now
for Mike on the Mic.
Yes, right now we're listening to Kick the Tragedy by Drop 19s. Next, we have Call It Fate, Call It Karma by The Strokes. Then Head in the Ceiling Fan by Tidal Fight. Then Need To by Pine Grove. And then Milk by Sweet Strip. And then a few other songs.
And then our next vocal break, I believe.
Acolyte by Slaughter Beach
Dog. No.
And then our next vocal break.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what we're doing today.
Yeah. So,
so
I mentioned before we got
I was having a technical difficulty.
On a rough start.
Yeah.
It's really rough here in the dark, guys.
It's
honestly
dark. My computer's dying.
Oh my gosh.
I can't charge my phone
happening
because the outlets don't work because
the
there's no power. My
sucks.
Phone's in the other room. It's chaos.
It is a bit of a chaos.
Pure chaos.
Pure chaos. But you know what? It's fine. We're
okay
here.
Anyways, we have a hidden theme as usual.
Yes.
But we are going to be talking about the songs that we've been
picking.
They're very important to us.
Yeah.
We're having a very sentimental set today.
It's been a very sentimental week.
It's been sentimental week.
Yeah.
So, how much time do I have to talk?
Oh, you have a while.
Okay.
Man. This song's really long.
Okay. So, I want to get into what this week entailed for me. Because Thursday, it was 1 year since my ex and I broke up, and we were together for 4 years, ever since I was 15. He was the only person I've ever been in a relationship with, and it was a really emotional year that I've had. I've been through a really tough mental health journey that people know.
Yeah.
And it's been really difficult for me, and so Mia and other friends, Michael, Felipe, a ton of other people came together and had a little surprise, celebrations for me.
We tricked Alexia to think that on Thursday, so we had a little cake for them on Thursday night to celebrate,
yeah,
like just everything. And I know you knew that there was something else going on, but
everything.
It was, but listen,
no,
it
but
was,
you guys really
was,
did surprise
it was a surprise.
Me.
It was a surprise.
I knew that something was going to happen, and I knew that there was going to be some sort of party, and I knew a lot of people were going to show up because we invited so many people.
Yes, we did. Oh my God, bro. I invited like,
Mia made a flyer and everything. We can't talk about what happened at the party.
That's true.
None of it's allowed on the radio.
That's true.
But,
but it was really
it was
great.
Really emotional, and it really was like the celebration of life.
Yes,
and because
it was.
There was a point when I didn't know if I was gonna be here.
Yeah.
So it's been really great.
No, and it's been I'm glad to have been by your side.
Aww. Okay, you're gonna make me cry on air. So we're playing music that's very important to us. And that's why we don't have any guests. It's just us
it's just us for two hours.
We thought the 2 hours was great. Especially being at this time, and you know, we've had a rough week.
Yeah, and I think for both of us, it's been a rough week, but it's good to like be surrounded by
people.
It's
been emotional.
It has been emotional. It's been.
I wouldn't say it's been negative.
It's been a time of like a lot of changes. I think for both
this
of us.
This whole year has been a big time of changes, but especially like right now for us.
It's that week, you know.
Things are starting to come together. Like everything with our house is coming together.
Yes.
We're going to be
living
with Charlie, Ed, and Megan, who were all there last night.
Yeah, it was so
and
wonderful.
They finally
to be together.
Got to meet each other.
I know, that was crazy.
It was really weird. We should have had like a little
reunion.
It was
a really weird cells interlinked moment.
Cells interlinked.
Because we, every time we like find out that people like end up knowing each other or meet each other or something, it's just like a big moment of like
cells.
Wow. Like dang.
Yeah.
Like,
well, it's just been really exciting and emotional, and I'm just really happy that not only do I have so many people that love me and care about me, and I really never felt like that before, but I also I feel like I bring people together, and that was really nice for me to know this, the music is
this is
talking.
This is her spoken word right now.
It's freaking me out.
I know, but it's been a really nice time to be just around people, and you know, home is where the heart is. Home is what you make of it. Home is the people that you surround yourself with. So I feel like being able to create that safe space for both of us, for you, for me, for all of us,
feel like
with the people that we love in this life, or special people in this life on this campus, which is like crazy. It's super
I feel like
important.
We both really come into ourselves. If I had that party last night a year ago, there would probably only be about 5 people there.
I know.
There were literally about like 20,
for you
25
and me
people.
Both, man. We've grown together a lot. Oh, I'm getting...
Yeah. It's just been a lot. And, you know, I'm really proud.
Yeah, so am I.
It's been good.
It's been really wonderful.
Everything is positive. All of the changes have been positive. And, like, it's emotional for me because feeling negative emotions alongside positive ones is really confusing and complicated.
Yeah.
And I don't really know how to handle it.
Yeah. No, the song's still going.
It's, like, silent.
It is silent. It'll... keep going.
Do you want to talk about any specific songs while we're before our next break?
I would love to talk about some specific songs. Well, most of the songs that I have added.
Talk about what we have up to the next vocal break.
I agree. Okay, so I chose a couple songs. Head in the Ceiling Fan by Tidal Fight and Milk by Sweet Trip. Those are my two songs until the next vocal break. Recently there's been a lot of change, as we've mentioned, and I just feel like these two songs have been really just there for me. Like, I don't know, like it's weird to say that like music.
No, sometimes music is personified.
It always is for me. Like, there's always something behind the song, and I don't know, I've just had a lot of mixed feelings about the song Head in the Ceiling Fan by Tidal Fight, actually. And it's just really, like, after a while, being able to, like, kind of listen to it without having those weird emotions towards it has been a big thing, big step for me. And I feel like for both of us, for any of the songs that we have lined up, it's just, it's so great.
We're reclaiming it.
Yes, exactly.
I associate music with times in my life and
time
with
people
in my life. It's mostly people. And,
mostly
you know,
people.
Like the song My Kind of Woman, we had the instrumental that we talked over last time. It was just like a really impactful song to me. And to be able to like reclaim it as my own lately, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
All right. So we're about to move on to the next song. Call It Fate, Call It Karma by The Strokes, then Head in the Ceiling Fan by Tidal Fight, then Need To by Pine Grove,
so
then Milk
fast.
By Sweet Trip, then Acolyte by Slaughter Beach Dog.
And then we'll be back.
And then we'll be back for another vocal break.
So
all right. See you guys soon.
We'll see you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Feeling short on time.
eyeball your inheritance. Dead stare at the bar. Put back one more. Stumble under the stars. We could fly to Ireland. You know I'm good for the ticket. Try to smirk, but you're smiling. No, I'll stick with it. Annie, I want you to marry me. We'll wait a few years. I don't mean to frighten you. I just wanna be clear.
Hi guys!
Hi! I love this song so much.
This is such a cute little song.
This whole album that we're listening to right now.
Oh wait, I turned off your wrong mic. Sorry. There we go.
Okay. So this whole album that we're listening, this song is on. It was written for plants.
This is so cute.
I know.
This is so adorable. Oh, I love this.
Yeah, this is not part of the theme. I just thought this was really fun for an instrumental. This was cute.
Yes, I agree. Oh, anyways,
what were we talking about before? Music and music, how important it is.
How songs become like such an important part of our lives.
What else music, can we talk about? I almost wanted to cry when we listened to Call It Fate, Call It Karma.
Yeah.
All these songs are just so important to me.
They're all really beautiful songs. They're all just like such important, like time, like just take part of such important times of our lives.
I think, you know? I've just been really thinking about people and how they interact with me in my life lately, and how like people can be passing in life and people have purpose. And sometimes they don't serve a good purpose in your life.
But you know what?
But
they're
all
learning
what?
Experiences, man.
I wouldn't be where I am, and I wouldn't be the person that I am without...
these experiences.
Without the people that maybe didn't seem like good options for me.
Yeah.
At the
time. I think
time.
That's for everybody, man. Like from bad experiences come good ones because we learn from
I'm
them.
I'm grateful... for every horrible thing that I've been through in my life, not because they happened, but because I'm such a good person because of it.
Yeah, like you've learned about yourself.
There's people laughing outside.
There are people outside. We have a window open because it's really hot in here,
and
because
the
power is out.
The walk signal keeps going off.
Yeah, it keeps
for the
going.
Crosswalk,
how,
and you can hear
walk. Walk sign is
walk
on.
Walk sign is
walk
on.
Walk sign is on.
The walk sign is on.
Yes, we can see it. We can actually literally see it, like right out the window. Oh gosh. But yeah.
Oh wait, no, we don't have enough time. We'll have to cut into.
We're going to have to
the
cut into
song.
Billy Idol, which is up next, Sweet 16. This is a wonderful song.
And then Drive by...
Deftones.
It's a cover, but
it's
still.
It's a cover.
Very great. Then Million Little Reasons by Oscar Lang. Then Heart to Heart by Mac DeMarco. And then our next vocal break. Mac DeMarco really just hits a certain part of me.
Yeah.
It really just... I know that,
you
like,
and me both, man. Like, wow. Like a lot of stuff. Anyways,
okay,
we are going to end our song.
See you guys
so.
Actually in a second because we have to do another thing. Okay,
yes,
see you.
Ya.
Everything I gave her, oh sweet 16. Built a moon for a rocking chair. I never guessed it would walk up my front. Sweet. gave my heart an engagement ring. She left everything, everything I gave her. Sweet 16. Built a moon for a rocking chair. I never guessed it would rock her far from here.
Okay, really quickly, this is Alexia and Mia with Matter of Fact, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Who's gonna come around when you